When God established the garden, he gave man work to do. The Bible says that he tended the garden, but also God gave him the job of classifying and naming the animals. He was the first taxonomist, so to speak. Listen to what it says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I'll make a helper for him." And out of the ground, the Lord formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And God gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper for him. You see, not only did God give Adam the job of naming the animals, these animals were to be companions for him, to be helpers for him, so to speak, in life. But he didn't have that one helper that God knew that he needed. But he was teaching Adam that although he is similar to the other living creatures, he is different. Man is the pinnacle of God's creation on this earth, and he was made as a wonderful creature, and he had fellowship with God, and he had fellowship with the other living creatures. He lived in harmony with everything and had dominion over it. Let's pray. Oh, Father, it must really hurt you, Lord God, to see that this wonderful creature that you made has fallen into such a state that instead of love and companionship and communion with God, we are in a state of hatred and warfare and violence and separation from you. Oh God, I thank you for your grace in Jesus that helps me bridge that gap that is between us that's caused by my sin. Thank you, O Lord God, for Jesus, for what he did on the cross, that I may be restored into your fellowship. And someday I know that I will be restored into perfect fellowship, just as Adam had in that first garden. In Jesus' name, amen.